City of Powell River Council was sworn in at the inaugural council meeting held November 1 in council chambers at City Hall that were full to capacity. With Judge Ron Lamperson on hand for the ceremony, Mayor Ron Wasnow, along with Councillors Earl Almeida, Trina Isakson, George Doubt, Rob Southcott, Cindy Elliott and Jim Palm, took their oaths of office before taking their place at the council table. After the singing of O Canada, accompanied by cellist Arthur Arnold, and a blessing by Dr. Elsie Paul from Sly Um Mon Nation, the swearing-in took place, after which, Wasnow gave the mayor's inaugural address. Wasnow thanked everyone who took the time to vote in the October 15 election and share their priorities. "We accept the responsibilities you have given to us," said Wasnow. The new mayor said council looks forward to working with staff at City Hall, Sly Um Mon Haggis John Hackett and the chair and directors of Cathet Regional District. He added that the city is fortunate that in the community, there are many wise and skilled individuals who can be invited to assist in making positive changes to meet the community's needs. "For example, we can address the significant housing shortage by working with all of the key players who can make a range of new housing options possible in the minimum amount of time," said Wasnow. "This would significantly increase revenue from residential taxation without increasing the current amount of taxes collected from homeowners and businesses. This will, of course, require a bold commitment from everyone involved, but I am confident, with strong leadership from our council and city members, that it will happen. Increased housing will also help attract new businesses, large and small, to Powell River, which would further increase tax revenue to fund basic infrastructure, water, sewer, roads and protective services." Wasnow said Powell River businesses contribute to the strength and well-being of the city. "We will listen to them and look for opportunities to support them so they can continue to provide their services," he added. "We will also continue to recognize and support Powell River's community organizations in their vital work of addressing the needs and concerns of our citizens." Wasnow said as council does its job providing good governance, it will ensure that transparency and equality are key components. "Everyone who needs assistance from us will be treated equally," said Wasnow. "We will strive to promptly provide answers to all questions regarding our roles as elected officials and questions regarding services provided by the city. The only exception will be instances where we must adhere to privacy guidelines regarding confidential information." Wasnow said council sets policy based on information from city staff, residents and businesses. "As elected officials, we are committed to working together to capture opportunities that meet the needs of our city," added Wasnow. "Our effectiveness will be derived directly from our ability to listen, learn and work as a team so we can initiate and support new opportunities for our city."